Rubber Babies Bump the Buggies. All right. Okay. So we'll begin. And with that, I am Mason, the GM for this Dice Haven Traveler actual play podcast you're listening to. And if you want to learn more about our show and access some bonus content, swing by patreon.com/Dicehaven.
And I'm Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a warrior priest.
I'm Bailey. I play Tassan Nar. He is a human computer genius hacker.
I am John. I play Admiral Amasorian Kane, a retired naval commander.
Nice. Last time we had what I thought was some pretty good roleplay stuff.
Yeah, we did.
In the midst of our weak jump from Methodian to Claudius. Stan, you're leaning forward, Stan, like you're about to...
I'm just randomly leaning forward.
Oh.
Everything about what you just did
is a gravity surge. Sorry, I'm trying to fight the little excess gravity.
We hit the brakes on the ship and
you look very Winston Churchill-y. You look kind of Winston Churchill-y.
Yeah,
Winston Churchill-y. I'm just saying.
Anyway, so we had some really good role play where our characters kind of with each other hashed out their how they felt about things that took place on Yance. I thought was pretty cool. And then the captain hopped in.
Tassan wants to never go back to Yance.
I don't know why.
Nope.
It was a great place.
So low tech, he's disgusted by it.
It was exciting,
the mass death wasn't so much the issue.
It was really the lack of technology that really disgusted Tassan. Mm-hmm.
Think about you met exciting new people like Buzz.
Yeah, that is
true. Doc Narwin.
That's one positive thing.
Doc Narwin.
You got to go and visit exotic places, meet the creatures that live there.
That's not Tassan's type of exotic place.
Yeah, it's not.
No.
What is Tassan's type of exotic place?
Oh, you know.
It involves Roombas.
Yeah, it does.
Roombas.
Yeah, the Admiral's pretty smart to room with me because we're going to have a Roomba in our room.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
And so you also learned a little bit more information about Captain Cagle. Potentially, like his background seemed to indicate that he was former Special Forces in the Marines.
True.
We dubbed in the moment a tuber.
Yep.
Someone who
shot out of tubes.
Instead of dropping into atmosphere in a dropship, they get individually shot out of tubes.
Admiral Kane needs to get his business card so we can stay in contact with him for upgrades on the ship.
That is a great idea.
But a person tube. Instead of a torpedo.
And that's all that happened in episode 10. Nothing else.
That was it. Nothing else happened in episode 10.
Especially not at the end.
Not at the end. Yeah, nothing
at all.
Important happened. Mm-hmm. What happened at the end, Tassan, that was so...
Tassan just... Well, I mean, Ruben was asleep, and Tassan just let all the files from that he had downloaded at Yance delete off his computer.
All the evidence is gone except for a bag of biomaterial, right?
Right. Yeah, we have a bag of biomaterial.
Yeah, that's the only evidence that remains.
Yeah, yeah, but nobody knows that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, none of the characters are aware.
I mean, you guys let Tassan buy a Spear of Solace. Did it while turned that on while Ruben was sleeping. Yep.
Okay. Unless you guys have something else you want to do in that first week, I'm getting the head shakes. No. Then you're milling about on the ship, doing whatever it is you do to entertain yourself, and you get the distinctive kind of feel you get when you leave jump drive, and a little thing, a ding, and the captain comes over the comm.
Popcorn's ready?
Ding, ding, popcorn's ready.
Tassan, quit eating.
Yeah. And the captain comes over. This is your captain speaking, and just wanted to report. We have arrived in the Claudius system. We'll be making our way to the space station, where those who are disembarking can get off. Those who wish to continue on to Eureka are welcome to disembark as well. Just know we'll be leaving in a couple of days. So do any shopping or sightseeing you want to do on this water world by then and be back on the ship because we leave with or without you. Boop. And then it goes off.
Admiral Kane, I wasn't really planning to get off here. What about you?
No, I'm just going to do some quick shopping and finish up the last couple of things. Then I'm going to head back on. So narratively, just top off quickly, do some quick shopping, and then jump back on.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
This is a really good sushi restaurant.
There should be. This Claudius is like all water, so you should be able to some good fish. And
actually, there is a very good sushi restaurant. In fact, I'm going to write that down so I never forget.
We could order to go.
The sushi restaurant on Claudius is one of the best ones in the sector.
Well, we should definitely eat there.
The best one.
Okay, so maybe we go have a, have a quick snack.
I know how to use chopsticks.
Well, that's good.
I don't.
Yeah, well, we should teach you.
Okay. Have a really low dex.
Let's go have some quick food.
All right, we're going to have sushi.
Yeah, and then we'll take off.
All right.
What did you guys do in session 11? Ate sushi.
That's right. That's going to be the name of the episode. It's going to be tuna roll or whatever.
Tuna roll.
I don't eat sushi, so I don't know.
But it would be California roll. It'd be like a Claudius roll.
Claudius roll. Yeah.
Oh, look at Claudius rolls.
Claudius roll.
It is a planet that is entirely water. So, mm-hmm. So you guys spend the time taxing in. You dock at the space station. Pretty standard space station of this quality, which I don't remember what level.
It's A.
This is an A, so it doesn't get much better than this.
Right.
Actually, I don't think it does.
Yeah, I think that is, yeah.
That is the best. Unless you, I guess technically I could give one an A-plus rating on the Better Space Business Bureau.
Triple A.
The BSBB.
The BSBB.
So for those of you who wanted to hop off and do some shopping, what are things you're looking for?
I'm just picking up some electronic equipment and some armor, light armor and stuff.
So this one actually doesn't have much in the way of military gear because there's only about 100,000 people on the planet. There's a Navy base, but it's just all water. So it's not a highly populated area. So its space station's mostly repair work. Maybe they build some ships.
Hey, Admiral Kane, what are you looking for on the space station?
It's like a portable computer, some software.
Computers and electronics you can get because those tend to be standard.
Right, better at Eureka?
Computer those stuff.
Are Eureka's where I'm from.
I'd rather just get the computer now or on the trip. I can get used to using it. Probably show me how to use it.
Yeah, I can do that.
So yeah, so you can find all that, but military grade stuff, you'll be better off getting that at Eureka.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So you do that. He picks up drops off some cargo he picked up. He loads up some more, and you begin your jump to Eureka.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Woohoo! Dasan going home.
So this will be another week
there.
Once we complete.
Right.
This will be another week. So from a training perspective, you'll have the first week to Yance, then the week to Methodian. Then the week to Claudius.
And each of these trips is 2 weeks, right? Because it's a week jump, and then it's a week to the system to reload and then take off, right?
No, because the week going to the system... Well, Yance was not a week going to the system because you crashed.
Oh, yep.
Going to Methodian, like, it's... You're at the planet for, like, 2 or 3 days, right? So you don't spend, like, a whole day traversing through... Like, 3 days traversing through space, right? So when you're collecting your training exercises, that's usually done in jump. Because that's to be that week of uninterrupted training.
Okay.
So when you went to Methodian's example, let's say you just hypothetically you spend a day on ship, you spend 3 days on the station, and then 2 more days on the ship. Like it wasn't uninterrupted training because you're doing a bunch of other stuff.
I think you gave us a week for just experience point.
Yeah, but I'll give you guys two.
Two, right? So I have us at 4 weeks completed.
He said 5 in the corrected email.
Oh.
Yeah. So to Yance is 1, to Methodian is 2, to Claudius is 3.
Plus
the 2, so that puts you at 5.
Okay.
Once we complete the jump to Eureka.
Eureka!
That will be 6.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Technically, we're at 5, about to be 6, if nothing
Correct.
happens.
Correct!
If right. nothing happens on the random explorer traveler table, random encounter table.
I'm going to save those for you guys.
Aww,
when you're
that's so sweet.
Piloting the ship, yeah.
In a not sweet way.
In a not sweet way.
A sweet, not sweet way.
That week will go by unless you guys want to do something on the ship to. Further explore or interact with the captain.
Admiral Kane? I don't know. You said you wanted to buy some weapons and stuff when you get to Eureka? I don't know what you want to buy and you know, the law level on Eureka, but if you can't find what you need, I might know somebody.
Okay, well, I'm going to definitely start with my naval contacts and then I'll go from there, but
okay.
I might add that.
That's always nice to know.
I'm sure Ruben would have had some heartfelt goodbye with the Lassett family. He seems to be particularly attached to them.
Yes.
Especially the little girl, Emma.
Yeah, he does the little neck thing, you know.
Hangs out with her and stuff, so yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not here, so I'm just going to throw that out there. All right, so you guys, guess what? Bam, a week goes by, and you jump into Eureka system.
Home sweet home, baby!
Home sweet home. And you go and dock at the space station. It's a bustling, busy place. It's a little bit more crowded than Methodian, just slightly more populated. And you guys have total reign. I know there's shopping you want to do. Yeah. This is home base for Dasan. You can go down to the planet.
Dasan, I know you want to do lots of shopping, but I am interested in checking out the Cat's Claw.
I am too. Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I want to do is go check out the ship.
You guys have a ship you built.
Yeah, I want to go see how the ship's going, how we're on final construction, how the install's going, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We could, yeah, I need to go.
I'd love for you to check out the computer system, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to, I need to go talk to my brother down on the planet, and I need to. You guys could probably come over to my house. We could have dinner at my house in Eureka, where I grew up.
That sounds good. You want to head over to the...
I mean, when we get down to the planet...
Who lives at your house, Tassan?
My mom.
Your mom? Okay. Yeah.
And Rikus does sometimes.
Rikus?
That's my brother.
Okay.
My older brother. My sister doesn't. She doesn't live there.
Okay.
My twin sister. Did I tell you I have a twin sister?
No.
Yeah, I have a twin sister. Yeah.
Yeah, my thing is, I just want to go check on the ship, and then I need to go talk to Commander Steiger.
Okay.
Who's Commander Steiger?
Alicia. She's a friend.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, whenever, if y'all want to do some stuff at the spaceport first, and then but I need to go down to planet side pretty quick.
Yeah, well, why don't we head down there? You said you want to visit you're going to go see your brother first?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys can hang out.
Can you meet us at the ship by around 2 o'clock?
I don't know how long does it take me to get to the planet side and back. Not like I can teleport.
Yeah, it's
30 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 30. It's not a long trip down, right? It's the trip itself. Like you go down there, you got to buy a ticket, wait in line, all that kind of stuff. And remember, you show up an hour and a half early to go through security. Make sure you wear shoes that can easily come off.
The Imperial TSA.
Yeah. So, you guys want to split up then? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jadis and I would definitely want to go see our ship and see how it's being constructed. That's probably the highest priority.
So y'all still want to come for dinner to my mom's?
Would love to.
I'll just hang out, and then my brother will probably be there. If he when he hears I'm there, he'll probably show up.
And you can easily send communique down to the planet for me.
Yeah,
okay. Gotcha. Son wouldn't warn his mother that
that's not at all.
You want to head to the ship with us first?
Yeah, yeah. You said there's a groovy computer on there, so.
Your family.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Okay.
Yep, perfect.
So you head over to the docking, to the construction base. It would normally be like a dry dock, but there's no water in space. So you head over to the quote-unquote space dry dock.
Uh-huh.
And the ship, the baymaster that you dealt with previously, his name would be Igor.
Igor, the baymaster.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They call him baymasters. It's an old antiquated term.
Like a red...
No, that's Igor. That's Igor.
Oh, that's
baymaster.
Okay.
It is Igor.
I am Igor.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, man. Comes
up. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
I'm going to have to kill Tassan.
That doesn't stop me.
Well, that's every character you make a new character. Just keep killing him. Yeah, so you go to the docking, the shipbuilding portion of the docks, and I'm assuming request to speak to...
Yeah, Igor, Admiral Kane, want to speak to Igor about the ship that we have commissioned and would like to do an inspection walkthrough for final acceptance.
So the lady at the desk is like, okay, just wait one moment, please.
Perfect.
And she gets on her comm and, customer here, what was your name again?
It's Amosorian Kane.
Amosorian Kane is here to see Baymaster Igor. Okay, I'll let him know. She says, oh, he'll be with you in just a moment. He's on his way up right now to greet you. If you'll just have a seat here, if I can get you a beverage, I'll get you a beverage.
Perfect, yeah, I'd love a glass of water.
And Jadis is here, too, and I'll take some water.
Sure, we can get you some lemonade.
Great!
And she punches some stuff on a keyboard, and then a person comes out with some beverages for you guys. And it's a very nice lobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly, they get a lot of orders, so they can afford to.
Better
go
be we're paying
out.
170 million credits. And I want my glass of water too.
That's
order credit
without
cup of coffee.
Markup too. That's MSRP price.
Right. Straight retail.
So 10 minutes go by.
Negotiated.
You didn't negotiate.
Nope, there's no effort to negotiate price at all. And you see Baymaster Igor come out, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a Sir Kane. Nice to meet you again.
Great to see you, Baymaster Igor.
And you guys are a bit late."
Yes, we are. It's been we expected to be here about a week earlier, so I'm hoping that the Cat's Claw is ready to go for acceptance testing.
Oh, the Cat's Claw is quite ready to go. We actually, you'll be happy to know there was no delay in the arrival of the jump forward drive you ordered.
Perfect.
So we've got that installed, but...
And she's fully fueled up and ready to run.
Did you hear about the crash of the Tenderfoot?
I have not heard about a crash in the Tenderfoot.
Oh, we were on
that. What
was
the Tenderfoot?
It was a ship's accident that occurred.
That's disappointing.
It was a passenger liner.
Glad to see you're alive. It's we don't have a clause in our contracts to stipulate free berthing cost for crashes, unfortunately. So we need to work out payment for the time spent.
Understood.
In the docks that wasn't initially agreed upon.
Understood.
But that's not for me. I just build the ships. So you'll need to see administration after that. If you like, though, she's ready to go. You can come take a tour and...
Yep, be glad to.
Do a walkthrough.
Perfect. So excited. We've done it
for tour. And he, as he's walking you down, he's just going on about the process and filling you in on this that came here. We did this here. Everything went according to plan. Just giving you a very standard rundown that someone who built your ship would give you. Comments on... he's very impressed with the quality of the jump drive that you ordered from the Varstein.
Yeah.
Which was in the subsector adjacent to this one, which would be Spinward West from... Or Sector West from you guys.
Mm-hmm. East, I thought?
Okay. Galactic West.
Galactic West.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we walk through on our own? Is that okay?
Well, I usually go with you because he has a data pad, and I check off to make sure. Go through systems, and I make sure everything's good. If there's any discrepancies or mistakes, I need to be there so I can annotate it.
That's fine. Definitely. Right. I was going to do a very thorough check myself, so it's good that you want to come with us.
Sure. So
let's go through the aft airlock first, and we'll kind of walk in from there. And Tassan, if you'd like, I'll give you kind of a narrated tour since we designed the specs, Jadis and I did for the ship.
And so what normally... He's like, so normally I got a checklist I go through. Once we finish the checklist, if there's any additional things you want to take a look at, we can. But we usually hit engineering first, cockpits, and all the subsystems that are key to the ship. And along the way, if you want to stop and look at something, that's cool. But it's just the process we got to make. It's mostly for me to make sure I don't miss something on the list that we have to check off.
That's fine, and I'll be doing a complete inspection myself, so that's perfect.
It's your ship, so you're welcome to inspect away.
Yep.
Inspect away. So... he takes you back to engineering first, and basically they just walk from the engineering.
It's like Buzz just walking behind us.
No, Buzz is like, just tell me when it's ready. I'll come over and bring my stuff on over. Right. I'm in the meantime gonna go find myself some lady friends. I mean, some companionship.
Well, actually, Buzz, if you can come with us, I'd love you to check out the galley.
He looks a little disappointed. He's like, I got myself.
I want to make sure all your cooking equipment works. The stoves work fine. All
it's refrigeration pots, pans work fine. It could be good.
There's refrigeration. If you could check. By the way, Buzz, I have really good news for you. We're giving you your own stateroom.
Well, God, you utter space words that I probably shouldn't say because if it's a podcast. He varied with some colorful, explicit language.
Intelligible Cajun expletive here.
Yeah. He's like, well, fine. I'll come down with you.
Come on. So, guys,
it won't take long.
We walk through the back of the airlock, and then on the right-hand side here, as you guys know, so we walk in. Here's a ship's locker, and there's some stairs leading down to the cargo bay. If you walk around the corner, we can go into engineering. You want to check out the drives first?
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. So I'm going to do an inspection of the drives, and from an engineering perspective, Jadis, you want to look at them too?
Sure, yeah.
Tassan, can you check the computer interfaces on the drive?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
So I got a total, this is intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So intelligence.
I've got actually engineering power plants, that's something I'm good at. So I got a 6 exact, or an 8 exactly.
Okay, from what you can tell, it all looks to be correct. Everything's where it should be, and all the components look to be in good order. They didn't jip you on used items.
That's good. How's the computer coupling look?
Oh, it looks fine. Yeah, everything looks good. Pretty good computer, actually.
Jadis, any comments on your side?
I didn't say anything amiss, but it's not my specialty.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. Okay, let's head out to engineering then. Let's walk in their side ship. We'll go over the galley. We'll drop off our good friend. So here's your stateroom, and I walk over to show him his stateroom, which is on 21, in case you're on the Patreon. So we go to the stateroom, we'll show that to the steward, and then we go over to the back, and we're going to drop him off in the galley and let him check out the galley. I also told him I put the armory right next to the galley, so if something happens, you're the first of the weapons.
Well, I'm the steward, though. I'm not supposed to be in ship security.
Well, if there's an emergency, you and Jadis happen to be two of the best people to take care of problems. So, anyway, I understand.
Well, push come to shove, I'll defend myself, but it's not really my forte. I mean,
understood.
That elevator thing was just, not much of a choice. I'm fine.
Okay, that's cool. We said we're going to go back to the bridge now and check out all the bridge systems.
He basically just comes to the back and he'll work his way forward.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So next thing, we'll walk through the staterooms. There's like 8 different staterooms. We're just going to walk through them, look at them visually, make sure all the beds look good, the built-ins look good, all the cabinets are in good shape, the workmanship's good.
If you want to roll, you can. You don't have to. as you go through all the staterooms, everything seems to be in order. The requisition supplies are there. No bolts are missing. All the welds are good.
Cool.
So far, it's living up to
expectations.
What was promised and expectations.
Now we'll open up the airlock and we walk into the biosphere. Is the biosphere active? In other words, is stuff planted? Or is it just the rooms ready for planting?
It's just the rooms ready for it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
And you can test all the
water drips, tensors,
there's even like
heating elements.
Yeah. A diagnostic testing routine you can run, and it kind of will cycle through all the stuff.
This would be cool. Good Admiral Kane for some like herbs and stuff like that for medicinal purposes, and some going to be doing medicinal the medic
purpose.
Stuff?
We do some cooking, but
definitely
for all sorts of
medical purposes. Absolutely,
space herbs and space seasonings and space potatoes and space carrots.
That's what I want you to figure out that you want, because I think whatever you want to make, we can talk about how we have very. Good foods and stuff, hydroponics.
Well, I never was much of a farmer. I'm a cook.
My brother knows some guys that are really good at hydroponics.
For food?
You can eat it.
We might consult with them later.
Well, we'll see them later.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, let's go in the medical bay. Tassan, check out the medical bay right over on the right.
Okay.
Jadis, you mind going to the library at 11 and just checking out the computer
interface? Oh, sure. Well, I also want to take a look at the medical bay because I am a pretty good medic.
So. I just realized I don't have a copy of this floor plan.
Yeah.
Is there a spare one?
Yeah. Can you guys share?
You had a spare one?
Oh, no, I gave you mine, but that's fine. I have it slightly memorized.
Oh, okay.
Slightly memorized.
Well, once you're in that section of the ship, I do. So.
Gotcha. So all Tassan cared about was the hydroponics area.
No, he knows he's the biosphere. On board as the medic and computer operator, so he'll look at those two sections. Cool. And then he'll go and put his hammock in whatever stateroom Admiral Kane says it's his. And
I think you and I are in 9.
Okay.
We're right across from the cryo berths and
that's
next
a good,
door.
Good idea to get some cryo berths.
Port side of the vessel.
Right.
You're the one that called the ball net. Actually, I changed the retrofit out after you told me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting upgrade, switching over to the cryo berth. So you don't intend to bring low berth passengers aboard, I'm guessing?
Don't believe we do. We don't have a surgeon-level medic, and we're concerned about people's lives, and we don't want to be responsible for that.
Hey, your ship, your rules.
Okay, cool. And then, Jadis, you can throw your stuff in here. You might want to, before the Harkoon gets here, though, you might want to definitely just spot out your bed.
Choose your bunk. Top bunk.
Just as someone who slept with them for years, he sheds a lot, so the top bunk might be a lot better.
Oh, right.
Just warning you. He does shed.
I haven't really brought this up, but I'm a little bit allergic to fur.
Are you really?
A little bit, but I take meds.
Okay, there's a problem, I will swap. Tassan. I'll give you Tassan, but that's only if there's a major problem.
It's okay.
Hey, Admiral Kane, do you think you get Igor instead of, like, you know how it's bunk beds in there? Do you think can you get Igor to take out my mattress and the spring that holds my bed up and rig my hammock up there?
Yeah. Why don't we do this? Why don't you and I do that? We'll pull the mattress and spring out.
Well, we can do it the first week we're in space.
Yeah, we'll just put it in the cargo hold and then we'll let you put your hammock up there.
Yeah, all
right. That's totally fine.
We'll try to get it really tight so I don't swoop down on you.
No, we'll definitely get it really tight.
Okay.
We'll definitely get it really tight.
I mean, I don't...
Actually, good point. Can you take and put the hammock up?
That would be an additional requisition order if you're...
No, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
Yeah, no. I don't mean to be uncooperative, but...
totally understand. We've already got...
Time is money as our parts, yep.
I understand. Okay, cool. So then we'll head up to the... we'll check the fuel. We need to check the fuel scoops out.
And the
purification plants.
Is 8, is that Tassan and Kane's room?
Yes, 8 is actually... No, 8 is your room.
Oh, okay. That's 8's my room.
You guys are right by the bridge.
Very good.
Okay, so we're going to go check out the... I walk in and look at the fuel purification plants. I rolled a 6. I kind of walk around. Looks great.
He can... he being a baymaster, so he like runs this whole bay.
Actual test.
Knows this ship very well.
Okay, good.
And he kind of picks up on maybe you're not quite sure what to do.
The purification plants, yeah.
But he doesn't point it out like, he goes, no, if you, he just... sees this, and you've been kind of leading the way, and he's just making checks. And he goes, if you look over here, we can run these test programs. And he does it in a way to just...
Perfect.
Like, he just walk you through a tour, but calls your attention so you see.
Well, I smile at him subtle. And kind of acknowledge him doing it that way and appreciate it.
Well, so, he's a salesman. He's like, hey, I'm not here to offend anybody.
Yeah.
So when you come out of there, you see that Tassan is still in the stateroom where he's programming his personal domestic servant to like sweep our area.
Yes.
You know?
We've got our own Roomba.
Right. So I'm like, I'm, you know, that's what Tassan's working on.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So then I stick my head in the door. Hey, we're going to go check out the computers.
Okay, I'm programming this so our room's clean.
Perfect. Yeah, as soon as you're done, come on, check out the computers, run the diagnostic on them. We've got the primary on the left side and the secondary is on the right side.
You were telling me on the way from Claudius, you did a pretty good job picking out the computer for somebody who doesn't know a lot about computers.
I
did really
good. Give us the best you got. So.
Yeah, it looks great.
Well, I want to make sure it's great. Yeah. I trust you. Well, so let's head in the bridge. Jadis, you want to check out the pilot controls?
You walk definitely. Into the bridge and it's... There's something, especially being an admiral, and at one point a ship's captain, there's something about walking into a freshly made, brand new bridge.
And one that we own.
Not marred by...
That new ship smell?
The years of use and scuff marks on the floor and fingerprints on the panels and seats never with leather never set on before. Still has the plastic coating on them they have to peel off. And there's just something you just get this sense of...
Oh, yeah.
Of excitement.
Oh, yeah. And the gleaming chrome on the controls and the flickering lights of unused computers.
And because these are big moments, particularly for the admiral and especially the captain, I mean, the former captain, but the pilot, because you're the pilot, right, Jadis?
Am I always What's the pilot?
What's your pilot level?
Let's see. My pilot level.
I think you're one.
Is.
One or two.
Who's the astrogation guy?
That's we haven't had this conversation.
I'm a pilot one.
I'm a pilot three.
Oh.
And then what's your astrogation?
I don't even have astrogation.
Okay, so I'm pilot three, astrogation one. Here's the thing. Because of my decks, I'm actually equivalent to like a pilot two. And I think because of your decks, you're like equivalent to a pilot two.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, with my decks, I'm a pilot too, yeah.
Yeah, so we're about equivalent on pilots.
Oh, okay.
So I might assist you at times if it's appropriate. So there's two chairs, and we're probably pilot.
So you're more the astrogator then.
Yeah, I definitely do astrogation, no questions
asked. So here's a quick question. I'm assuming the admiral, like, walking on the bridge would be the moment.
Admiral on the bridge! Admiral.
Oh, yeah, right. Totally.
What about for Tassan and for Jadis? What's, like, I'm assuming for Tassan, when you walk into the computer room, that's going to be your, like, whoa...
Yeah.
Like your inspirational moment, because it's...
Yeah. I mean...
yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
The hydroponic room?
Jadis is,
it could be the hydroponic room.
Yeah, Jadis has been contemplating where he might best pray, you know, because he's sharing a room.
The library. If you want to modify the library, feel free.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. I was kind of thinking about the hydroponics room, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Take the library.
Yeah, the library. That's perfect.
Nice. So
that's perfect.
And if you want to even put religious decoration in there, that's totally fine.
Okay, there's going to be an icon.
So I didn't think about this because it slipped my mind, but retcon slightly. Whenever you go into the library, Jadis, you walk in there and it's fresh library yet to be stacked with whatever type of stuff you want to put in there. Most days, books are digital.
It's a huge computer database. Most books are digital. Yeah.
But because, I don't know, does he something about enjoying... handheld religious text.
Yes, maybe. Yes. Just because of the history of the Rimward Orthodox. So, in fact, one of my possession, I would have a gospel that's like a physical paper gospel, which is like unusual.
Did you by chance bring that with you in this moment?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so when. It's a library, so it's also you've got some comfortable seats because the idea is people can go in there and read and stuff. When you come in, there's because you have a proclivity for physical books. There's also a bookshelf you guys had in the store. Mm-hmm. And so when you walk in, you have this moment where you see this bookshelf and you put the first book on the shelf, which is the hard copy of the gospel.
Yep.
And you get like a sense of just like
It's almost like calm. A christening. Yeah. Yeah.
And for you, it's like christening. The library, but and the ship in a sense, because you own some ship shares, right?
I do.
So this is like yours. So this sense of awe, you get a banked boon you can use at some point later on.
Banked boon.
Just the inspiration of here you are in your moment.
Okay.
For Tassan, maybe it was the biosphere, maybe it was the computer lab, but at some moment when you're going between these two, it kind of like maybe it sinks home. Maybe you don't think to yourself, "Oh, this is home now." But there's something that feels like feels like there's a moment of excitement and maybe new possibilities because you just lost your job under very frustrating circumstances with the Galaxon Megacore, and you're not sure if you're going to go back or what you're going to do, and so you're kind of unsure. But maybe you get a sense of certainty first time. Now, maybe it's fleeting, whatever, however you want to do with it. But the same moment, you end up getting a banked boon for that inspiration.
Awesome.
But for the Admiral, it's when he walks into the bridge, he gets banked Bane. No, I'm just kidding.
Because Toussaint says, Admiral on the bridge.
No, because I noticed that someone left their cup in the bridge right when you're your first walk through in your brand new ship, and someone left a cup and a sandwich. And I'm like, sorry. I happened to my wife on her car. No, true story.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember
brand
this.
Brand new car.
Actually, no. So this bridge is immaculate as the rest of the ship. The seats still have that little loose covering of plastic. You know, you slide
off.
That they leave on, so if they ever have to sit in them or whatever, so the seats look brand new. Everything's fresh. You've got the nothing's been turned on right now. Like it's all in stasis mode. But you walk on the bridge, and it's kind of like you own the bulk of it. So you get this moment of I've arrived.
Finally, this time in our lives.
So you get a Bane Boon as well. And if Ruben were here, he would also get a Bane Boon.
Wow.
But it would have been engineering related. Anyway, it's a big moment, so I thought I would give you guys
that's awesome.
Like and, fantastic. And that boon doesn't have to be used before the session runs out. You got it.
So, Igor, I'd like to take her up and spin her out real quick. We'll take a quick take off here and do a quick lap and come back and check out, see how she's controlling and
handling. Sure, we can make a quick run around, orbit around the planet if you want.
Perfect.
We can't do a jump because we can't do a whole week
totally
out.
Understood.
But there is a warranty for a certain period of time. So if you do jump and you have a problem, you can come back.
Yep, perfect.
All right, so everybody get into your respective positions and it's time to make some piloting rolls.
Heck oh, boy. Yeah. Assume the position.
Jadis, do you want to do the honors?
I will. Although the last time I did this, you and I both had a very poor time, but this will be different.
This
is going to turn into...
I mean, to be honest, the computer's a lot better on this ship than on the Tenderfoot. I mean, this one's up to date and doesn't need to be upgraded. It's brand new. It's really good, actually.
This one's up to date.
I noticed that, Admiral Kane, that you chose the holographic controls for this for the ship. I mean, you and Jadis are older, so if you need me to like help you... I mean, you may not have seen these before because they're like new tech and stuff. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying.
On some of the state-of-the-art cruisers, we've had the same tech in the military for 10 years.
All right. I didn't know. You guys were old, so I didn't know.
No, it's okay.
You guys were old.
You are?
Okay, so.
Compared to you, we definitely are, Jada.
Toussaint, where do you want to announce? Are you actually, hold on. Let me back up a bit. Are all of you on the bridge together, or have you split up at this moment?
If I knew we were going to jump, Toussaint would go.
Not jump.
If I knew we were going to take it for a trim, I would.
Well, you didn't know because Admiral never said so. But before you do it, he can announce it.
Yeah, you're probably in the computer room here.
I'm
telling you, you're starting the ship system spinning up, and I said, hey, we're going to take a quick run.
Hey, Admiral Kink, he could even use intercom system for the first time because you could get on and go, this is your captain speaking, prepare for.
This is Captain Amasuril Kane. Thank you for flying Cat Claw Airlines. We are prepared to take off soon. We are going to be going into orbit at a distance of about 200,000 feet, and then we will be circling the planet twice and then landing back. Please get your free snacks in the galley.
Well, there's snacks?
Toussaint bolts. There's like a little cloud outline of him as he gets.
So I'll go to the galley and ask for snacks.
And as you get back to the galley...
Buzz
is there. He's like, what do you mean no snacks? There ain't no free snacks. I haven't even stocked the galley. I've only been on the galley. But
Admiral Kane said there's snacks.
It was a metaphor. Something like lending them lines. A parable. That's a parable.
You have a pair of snacks?
A parable. Yeah, I left it up there with the Admiral, though.
What's
got
a pair of bulls?
He kind of, you see him think. He goes, the Admiral's got the snacks. I gave him the snacks.
I'll see him on
the bridge. And you come back now. You're
sit down in the gunnery chair right back in the back.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, because you can actually sit right here and you can see the pilot station as well.
Oh, okay. That looks cool.
All right. Yeah. So make a routine of 6-plus check on your piloting to disengage from the docking clamps and leave dock.
6-plus. Here we go. I got a +2, and that's going to be a 13.
Nice. I was just waiting for a crit fail.
That's seven effects, so he pulled out good.
So you As you pull out, you disengage the docking clamps and all that stuff, and you start pulling out the... It's as smooth as you could possibly want it to be.
Yes.
And, this thing was made for you.
Yes. You hear Igor, who's on the bridge there, very impressive. You've been doing this a while, haven't you?
That's been a few years, and there's no one shooting at us right now, so it's especially easy.
Oh, and we have all the computer systems online.
Everything works.
Yeah.
And we made it past the 3.27 seconds.
Okay, and while Jadis is taking us off, I'm using the astrogation system to just do plotting. I'm practicing plotting.
You can do a test. You can plot. Yeah. You can plot out
a
chart, and then you can also do a... he can put the jump drive in test mode.
Perfect.
And it will simulate engaging a jump.
Gotcha. Right. I just see the power cut over and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you want to make an astrogation check?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get up there.
Don't fail it, because you don't want a fake miss jump.
No. I got a fake miss. We just fake miss jump. Okay, so my astrogation check is a total of a 10.
Nice. All the systems work beautifully. Brand new. Very crisp, clean.
I start powering up my weapon station.
You start powering
up? I want you to do that. Yeah.
Oh, I know you do.
In fact, if we can
push the red button.
No, if we can get near an asteroid, I want you to take some shots.
Oh, yeah.
There's three turrets. You want to click over to turret one or turret three.
As you begin to power up your weapon station.
Do not fire turret two.
Igor says, not yet, please. Wait until we get to the prescribed safe distance for...
Yeah.
Okay.
If you power up your weapons now, that might be misconstrued.
Yeah, fair point. Oh, right. Especially in the shipping lanes.
Yeah, that'd be
somebody
bad.
Scans us.
So this does have an asteroid belt, so...
Yeah, we'll head over to the asteroid belt and get it distance. We're not going to go into it, but we'll let you take some shots at the asteroid belt. That's basically, I'll go back to with and say,
you're just right there on the bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to sit back in the other chair. So, flip on number three.
I don't remember what guns you put on this thing.
We got pulsators, tri-turrets.
We got
two tri-turret pulsators, turret one and three, and then turret two is a missile launcher. It's a tri-turret missile launcher.
Do not use two. Okay.
You have a position for port gunner and starboard gunner, but you have one tri-turret set up?
Yeah, the third turret, these can be swapped over. So from these turret positions, you can swap to either turret.
Uh-huh.
And then the third one could be run by the computer or could be run by one of the pilots in the pilot chair.
Okay.
So I'm gonna swap to one, you swap to three.
Okay.
And I look over his shoulder and make sure he's on three.
I'll do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Igor, just wait one moment. He gets on the comms and notifies the...
people that were test firing.
Necessary authorities. Yeah. Oh, we'll be test firing this thing.
Okay.
You wait. You get clearance, and then.
Dasan, you want to wait and aim. So take a little bit of time to aim, and then we're gonna fire away. So I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait a couple of rounds and then fire. So I'll wait like two rounds.
Firing the laser turret.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now the cool thing with these lasers, and by the way, Jadis, take us to long range.
Very good, sir.
Now take us to very long range.
All right.
So normally, you know, pulse lasers won't shoot at this range.
Oh, you've souped this chip up, haven't you?
So with my gunnery, with the minus one because of my dex, because I'm just some shaky hand man, my gunnery's a zero, so I rolled a nine. I just got lucky and got an eight, so I barely hit. I did hit. Pulse lasers are plus two to hit. Sorry. So that actually is a 10 because the pulse lasers themselves are plus two.
How much damage do you do to this enemy asteroid?
I do 2d6, and they have 10 points of damage. I almost did a lot of damage.
The pulse lasers are plus two?
Our tri-tip pulse lasers, I apologize, are plus two to hit.
Okay.
Damage, they're plus four because they're on a tri-mount. So that's actually 10 plus four is 14 points of damage because it's like three pulses hit at the same time.
Nice. Tassan gets a modified 9.
Nice. So Tassan actually was a little bit more accurate.
I rolled really well.
And this particular target you guys hit, takes the damage, and the guns work perfectly.
This is really easy, Admiral Kane. It's like some of the video games I play. This is really easy.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by your shooting there.
Yeah.
You roll a 10 to hit.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done. Yeah, you may be a natural for this, Tassan.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll put you in simulation so you can practice and stuff on your own.
I could probably write my own simulation.
Well, that'd be
on
good.
One of our trips.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
It's one of those moments where in the test run, he does super well, so you make him the gunner. And then when it really matters, you find out he actually just got lucky.
Yeah. That's where we're putting him in simulation. Yeah.
You can't hit the broadside. Don't get cocky, kid.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else you want to test out before we head down? Oh, I'll just run the astrogation numbers. Already did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Looks
you
good.
You simulate the jump drive. It all checks out. Everything on the ship is exactly as you wanted it. Works perfectly.
Perfect.
All right. Very good. Once we're done...
Time to dock? You need to roll docking.
Docking.
And take your time. So take the time. It'll give you plus two.
So if you take, it gives you plus two, and it cuts the time down. Because normally it's a D6 worth of minutes.
Oh, okay.
So you basically, you're doing it fast and dirty, but or no, sorry, you're taking slow. More time.
Yeah, so it makes the difficulty.
But
lower.
It makes it easier because the difficulty is only 6 on this.
Uh-huh.
You know, it would modify take for being shot at 4 or something.
Yeah,
I'll
take the
but
time.
No, you just,
I don't want
to get +2 to your roll.
Yeah,
I don't want to get any scratches on the new ship here. Paint's still fresh, so here I go. Oh, let's see, 6, 7, 8. Got an 8.
Don't you have plus piloting skill too?
I did. I got a 6.
Uh-huh.
+2 for taking time.
Oh, I forgot that. Sorry, +2 for... Yeah, so that's 10. Mid 10. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you dock very smoothly, pull in, and Igor says, well, it looks like all systems check out. Did you have any other things you would like to observe?
No, I'm going to just do a... I want to check out the cargo bay, obviously, the concealed panels, make sure those are in great shape. And then I'd like to do a visual inspection of the missile turret just to make sure everything looks good and check the missiles.
Sure, and they've got little like shuttle pods you can...
Oh, the probes, too. We need to make sure we got all the probes in. We have five probes.
Yeah,
we have five probes.
Are there probes in the medical bay?
If you ask for them, sure. But I don't want to go in there now. Yeah. I'm kind of frightened.
Speaking of medical bay, is out of character, is the ship stocked with like medicine in the medical bay and food in the galley and all that sort of thing?
Mechanically, the medical bay gives him a +1. Food in the galley, we need to get the biosphere going, and then the biosphere will basically provide us with food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And I think the way it works is there's a general cost for like life support or something, and I think that's what covers the cost of keeping your medical bay stocked.
And food.
Yeah.
And basic food.
Yeah. Okay. I've got to double check
all the consumable
things. It is. That's exactly. Okay. In fact, you can see the ship sheet, Mason. It actually has the stats there for you.
Oh, I was looking at something in the book here. Okay.
Admiral Kane, before we...
Yeah, this actually totals up what the life support cost is, and then it shows the net out.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Just on.
No, I was going to say, Admiral Kane, just before you... once Jadis... Does it always take this long to park? I mean, has he ever parallel parked before?
Yeah, we're not in a rush, so we're just taking it nice and slow. It's a $180 million ship.
That's kind of expensive.
Yeah, we're not going to just pop
get
that
faster
sucker
at it,
in reverse. If we're in trouble, Jadis will be fine.
Okay,
I've seen him fly for a long time.
So before we go down to the planet side, are you gonna like put in for cargo? Like, is there like a cargo request system?
That's the next step. I want to talk to my friend at the Naval Academy. And talk to her about any opportunities that they might have. Then I definitely want to go by the mail courier and see if we can pick something up there. We also need to agree on a destination. But yes, that's absolutely the next step.
All right.
And then I think we want to take on passengers. So
yeah, we got a lot of staterooms.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we need to start that process next.
Cool.
Nice. So, Igor, you know, you've done all this stuff. He says, I'll give you a minute. I will meet you at my station off the ship. If you
want
to do anything while I'm not around.
That sounds great.
He takes off to go prepare the paperwork and stuff for you to grab it and go.
Okay, very good. So I literally spend the next hour literally going room by room looking for chipped paint. Like, I'm super meticulous, exactly, making a list of items that might be damaged or whatever, and just to make sure you have a full list.
At some point, you come by our stateroom, and my mattress is just right outside the door.
That's fine. Take it down take it down the cargo bay.
So oh, okay, I'll get
down,
there.
Head down to the cargo bay. The entrance to the cargo bay is down there in the right back corner of the ship, and just go down the stairs.
All
right,
so I'll start dragging my mattress down through there. You got a screwdriver? I got to take off the...
Head to engineering. There should be a
tool. Oh, okay, Ruben has them?
Yeah, he should have it, too.
All right, cool.
Yeah. What are you taking off?
Well, I figured there's something to support the mattress, and I got to take that off so I can hang my hammock.
Just be careful and do good on the screws. Don't strip them.
Right.
Okay, I'll go with you.
You don't do it now. We can do it. Like, I'm sure Ruben can help me. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sure Ruben can help me. Ruben's the engineer. Engineer Ruben.
I'm also his backup because I have mechanic and engineering.
I don't know what I'll do.
Okay,
I'll drag my mattress down to the cargo hold.
Yeah,
I'll put it in one of the concealed cargo areas.
I'd like to start looking at software and figure out what you want us to requisition before.
Oh, do you want to do some upgrades? You want to add some more software
absolutely.
To this? Oh, okay, yeah, I can look at that.
We got right now is the time to make those orders because we can put it in the cost of the ship.
Yeah,
and buried in the ship. So if there's stuff you want to put in here in terms of or software, let's talk through it.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So I was going to go see Commander Steiger if you want to go with me. I mean,
sure.
Okay.
And how do we know, out of character, how do we know? Do
out
I
of
know
character,
about...
she's my love interest. So okay. we've been dating since the Naval Academy. So literally I've been dating her for almost 20 years.
Okay, so I would have heard about her.
We just, both of us believe our work is the priority. And so she's come back and visit with her and stuff. And professionally we respect each other, but you know, that's the priority.
Right now he's going to see her on quote unquote business.
Yes.
He's got his business socks on.
And I wouldn't invite you if it was business, but this is business, so I'm inviting you with me. Plus, I mean, I'm sure.
I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a veiled comment. Okay, so cool. So we're going to head over to Naval Academy. Well,
as you leave the ship, you meet Igor, and he says, okay, here's a sign here and here and here, and it's all the documents. He walks you through it, and which is boring roleplay stuff.
And then we may have some software upgrades that we want to download before we leave, just some standard software, and we'll add that to the purchase price. And our Tassan's doing the final work on the software load.
Oh, and I have a bottle of champagne. Like old-fashioned kind of bottle.
Oh, nice.
For the christening, because we must do a christening. So let me know, Admiral, when you are ready, and we will have a little ceremony.
Could I invite Commander Steiger?
Even better. Let's do it.
So maybe we do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds great.
So your ship's good to go. You've been given the metaphorical keys, as it were, and you've paid for it.
Oh, we would like the final paint job of the claw on the side.
Oh, what does that look like?
It looks like a claw that actually is cutting into the ship.
Sort of like three talons.
It's painted to look like three talons really tore into the ship.
Out of game, Mason, our GM, came up with this great idea.
Oh, so, well, I didn't come up with the design. I think Stan had the idea for the design of the claw. A three-talon claw mark.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I said it would be cool if you had it painted to look like it really was
tore into the ship.
Tore into by real talons.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah, there's actually a logo for that I can produce that's looking pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Did you have that figured out in game time before you ordered the ship, or is that post?
I'm sure we would have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you see it, and it's as beautiful as you want it to be. It's cool. Perfect.
That's awesome.
There's not a single thing out of order.
That's awesome.
On the ship. They've done a good job.
Hey, Admiral Kane, how much do I have to spend on the computer?
I would say come back with a proposal and let's talk about the cost. I would say anything over about 5 to 10 million is going to be excessive.
Got it.
So,
did you want to really quickly run through the stats of the ship?
Yeah, I can do that for people on the
air. For the listeners, just like what you just bought?
For the listeners, what we just purchased was the Cat's Claw, a 350 ton ship. It has crystalline armor with 2 points of armor. It's got a level 4 maneuver drive, level 4 jump drive. It's got a tech level 12 fusion power plant. It's got, the maneuver drive is actually a tech level 12 maneuver drive, so it has an energy efficient attribute and has been upgraded for that. The fuel tank, we have enough fuel for a single jump 4. We've got a power plant that'll run for 4 weeks on its own. We've got collapsible fuel tank, so we can convert about 30 tons of cargo storage into extra fuel if we ever have to make like a jump 5 without stopping, so we can extend our range. We've got a fuel processors on board, so we can scoop fuel on a gas giant, and we can then refine 60 tons of fuel a day. So in about 2.5 days, we can do another jump 4 with fully refined fuel. We've got a normal bridge with really cool holographic controls. So as Jadis is flying, he's got a holographic interface, which is pretty cool. We have a primary ship's computer and a backup computer, top of the line for tech level 12. We're doing our software load right now, which is Tassan looking at what we're going to load up there. Some of the cooler features, we have improved sensors. So we have really good densitometer jammers, what they call LIDAR and radar. So we have a really good sensor suite. We have 3 triple turrets. And in those turrets, we have a tech level 12 pulse laser, which is basically an upgraded pulse laser. They have long range on them and high yield, which means that they can fire not just at long range, but at very long range, so we can engage enemies at a further distance. And then high yield means if we're only ones on our damage, they're automatically considered 2, so they bump damage up.
Nice.
Yep. GM makes a note to upgrade all bad guys' ships.
Players make note to be sad. Next, we're hoping we get some shots in a distance. And then we've got a single missile rack that holds 36 missiles. It's a tri-launcher. Those will be used sporadically because missiles are very expensive and it can cut into our profits. And then on the accommodation side, we actually have 10 staterooms, which can handle high or medium passengers. That is not height, but that is the quality of the passenger. Anyway, we have two cryo berths for emergencies if we need to put somebody in some kind of frozen suspended animation. We have a luxury stateroom for VIP passengers that is secured off from others in the ship. And this is really to take diplomats or other high-end passengers that want privacy in the ship. And then some of the cool features, we have a biosphere. So 7.5 tons of the ship is converted to its own, effectively kind of a biosphere that can grow food and medicinal items and things like that. I think Tassan's already eyeing that to grow some medicinal mm-hmm. items that we're questioning.
And Buzz was wanting some spices.
Well, them herbs. I got to grow them herbs.
he's going to grow a lot of our food, actually.
Which will be awesome.
Yeah. It's for all that them... Cajun cooking. Space Cajun. Space Bayou food.
Yeah, we go in there, there's an alligator.
In the biosphere. Yeah, like, how did that get in here? Makes the food taste better. Makes the flavor better.
Laura. I don't mind Laura.
He's cool. Okay, and then we have drones. We have five advanced probe drones. So if we come into a system and we need to look at an asteroid belt or a Hulk, we can send a probe drone out. To investigate. Yeah, exactly. And then we have about 27 tons of cargo space that's visible. We have 10 tons of concealed cargo space that people can't see that's underneath panels underneath the cargo room.
Is the concealed cargo space, in fact, is all the cargo space environmentally, as life support and all that?
Yep. In fact, we could actually take basic passengers every 2 tons of... Regular cargo space can take basic passengers if we, paid the life support cost for them. Not that we're going to do that, but we could.
Concealed cargo.
And we have 10 tons of concealed cargo, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
There may be diplomatic missions that we do where we need mm-hmm. to conceal stuff. And then we have a library on board, which Jadis is going to have some religious items in.
Yeah.
And we also have a medical bay for people that need assistance and support. And so that is the Cat's Claw.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, cool. Is there I haven't looked over all the ship rules. Is there a mechanical implication to having a library?
Yes, actually, the library gives us +1 in all of our training rolls. So we roll our training roll. So
this is a library outside of the computer library?
That is correct.
Okay.
So yeah, and so when you make your library, when you make any training roll, if you're training for you mm-hmm. go up a rank, gives you +1 in your education roll to make that roll. So that's the mechanical benefit of the library.
Okay.
And it's just cool. I figure that would be kind of our ready room briefing and stuff.
Jadis is happy.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I think the hydroponics thing is cool too.
Yeah.
So it's Tassan.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
For the hydroponics thing. Yeah. And then the probes are cool, too. So, I think it's a really fun ship. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, so we had a couple things we want to do next. Tassan wants to go visit family, have a family dinner with the friends. Yeah.
He was going to go see his
Commander Steiger.
Yeah, and then I have... When y'all come back from there, I can tell you what computer stuff I would suggest.
So what do you want to do first?
Go if you want to go.
Okay. All right. So Admiral Campbell, we were coming back from the jump, and I was looking on what the base had to add to the ship, and looking at the budget. So first question: do we need any virtual crew?
So what's the benefit of virtual crew?
So you can choose one crew skill, and they'll have a zero of that screw for a zero of that crew skill, right? For 1 million credits.
Gotcha.
So if we're missing a crew member.
So the only question I've got is I don't know, and maybe it's something we need to resolve next week. Chris, if he has astrogation, otherwise I think Mason
might know. Mason might have a... Do you have the summation of his character?
Yeah, because if Chris doesn't have astrogation, since you don't have it, Jadis doesn't have it, and I don't believe Tassan has it either.
Aren't we glad that I requested these documents? Yeah, we need to make sure you guys can jump
if you need to, if I'm injured or out incapacitated.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm looking over...
Okay, that's the first question. So it's a maybe. And that's a million.
That's a maybe. Can you buy more than a level one?
Yes, you can, but it's more than we can afford.
How much is more than we can
afford? A one is 5 million.
That's close to what we can afford.
He does
not... Well,
there's
other things we're going to afford.
Okay,
so,
keep going.
He does not have astrogation.
Okay. So that's a possibility. So astrogation zero is a real possibility.
Do you want a virtual gunner?
That is a maybe. What does that do?
Okay, so at a zero, that they can run the gun at a zero skill for 1 million credits.
Ruben, that's one per turret, right?
Ruben has gunner zero.
Good. Well, I expected Ruben to shoot, definitely. And then we've got three turrets to man.
Yeah.
Now, so you're going to have to hit training Tassan to eventually get competent.
What's the trade-off of doing a virtual crew versus giving up stateroom space and having a human or
I don't know that we can do a virtual steward.
Virtual crew is much better.
Is it?
Because of cost reasons. We'll burn life support costs. We can
sit in the bay. There's a significantly larger upfront cost, but if you hire a crew member, you're paying every month to
keep
that crew. So over 5 years, we're better off to have virtual crew.
Cabin it's kind of the trade-off. Very much is.
And I don't know if you have a virtual steward. Because,
The virtual crew only does one thing. It's basically a program.
Right. It's a program in the computer that does that one thing.
But if you hire a person to be the gunner, they're the gunner, but you know, if you get boarded, they can help. If you board someone, they can help. Like, they can do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trade-off. You pay a bigger chunk up front to have a specialized thing that does one thing, or you pay a consistent every monthly fee to have a guy.
On virtual crew, how much computer storage does it take? Because if if we want to run all three, like say we want all three guns to be automated, I don't think that's going to be the case. We'll probably have Ruben run one gun. I'll probably be astrogating or assisting you with piloting, or I could take over a gunner station.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tassan will most likely be doing computer. Do you have sensors?
No.
Okay, so you'll be...
I do have electronic zero.
That's okay. That gives you sensor zero.
Yeah.
So that's good. You'll run sensors.
Well, yeah, I don't get the negative three, right?
So yeah,
you'll be Ruben has sensors. Electronics.
And you have an intelligence of what, plus one or plus two?
Plus two.
You have sensors,
yeah, you'll be running sensors.
I have sensors. I don't have sensors. I have electronics zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, is sensors its own skill?
It's electronics.
It's electronics.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
You have electronics have zero. What's your intel?
Bonus. I don't have an intel.
So basically, you're basically our core pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You also have gunner too, right?
I have gun combat, energy.
What about gunner?
And I do not have gunner.
Okay, so you're basically going to run, you'll be flying.
I think, I've got to double check, but I think electronics sensors is an education thing because it's like you've been trained or taught to do this. As opposed to,
it says under the ship rules. It specifically says like the stat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it even says it like under the ship rule. That's just from memory, but anyway.
Oh, so, it's intelligence or so. Like it says, making a detailed sensor scan is intelligence or education. But if you want to analyze the data, that's intelligence.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so. And I'm really good. Okay. So a virtual crew takes 5 bandwidth.
And then cool. So if we need to run 3 turrets, that would be 15 bandwidth.
Oh no! Yes, that is correct.
Does the software program do you have to buy it 3 times, or can you just copy it once you own virtual crew?
So there's difference between virtual crew and virtual gunner are 2 separate programs. The package can replace any number of gunner
positions.
The package can replace any number of gunners through, though will require +1 bandwidth for every 10 gunners as part of the first 10.
So
weapons controlled by a virtual gunner have a skill equal to the package's own score, but they can take advantage of other modifications as advanced fire control.
Perfect. So basically, you just take, if you want to run all 3 guns, it takes you 7 computer slots, 7 points, right? 5 plus 1, actually 6. It would just take you 6 points.
Yeah, we would need a ruling on. Yes, you're right. Yes. So it would take you 6. It takes 6 bandwidth. You're right.
That's easy. That's perfect. So, yeah, let's just buy that right now. That's a no brainer.
Okay.
So, virtual gunner, virtual astrogation, that's 1 million each, right?
Yep.
And then what else do we need? Oh, great.
Okay.
One.
And then we need intellect. That allows us just to talk to the computer.
Perfect.
That's 1 million.
That sounds reasonable.
Okay, I don't really know what I didn't look up the bandwidth on that one.
It just sounds cool.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, we have to like type it all in all the time.
No, talking sounds great.
So
plus, then Mason can have a voice for the computer.
And then okay, well, so
please don't make it Hal.
No, it's gonna be terrified all the time.
Terrified.
Cat's claw.
Or you could make it like a cat, like meow.
No, it's just, I'm okay. We're being shot at.
It's always in a bit of a panic.
All the time.
Tone down the voice. Make it British. Make it British.
Okay, we have dogs.
Hello.
I think you should go the inverse, where it's like monotone and emotionless during terrifying situations.
Yeah.
You are taking incoming fire. Self-destruct is initiated. You
know? The ship most likely can take 1 more hit. It will blow up.
And then the back half of the ship is now missing. Decompression imminent.
The harpoon has flown out the back.
But it's polite. Have a nice day.
Sorry, Chris.
All right. So the other 2 things that Tassan would suggest are anti-hijack, because that's one of the big things that boarders can do is hijack the computer, or they can try to do that. The problem is it's massively expensive. For anti-hijack 1, it's 6 million credits.
That's a no.
So
we're going to have you counter-hacking, so you'll be on the computer system trying to counter-hack them.
All right, that's what I figured. And then there is, I would suggest, evade at 1 million. That's in the core rule book.
What does that one do?
Well, hold on, I gotta switch rule books. Kibitz amongst yourself while I switch rule books.
Kibitz?
Kibitz? I don't know.
This means make small talk.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that before.
It's Yiddish.
Kibitz? Yiddish?
Yes.
Hmm. So, small talk.
All right, so, I'm all done now. That was horrible kibitzing, by the way. That's
absolutely horrible. First, we have to decode the Yiddish
word. You obviously failed your role.
Well, you threw a Yiddish word at us.
Yeah, I mean, I have language Harkoon 0, but I don't have language Yiddish.
I was on Google Translate trying to figure it out.
So, evade 1. The computer reacts automatically to incoming fire, applying a negative DM equal to the evade program score to all tactics. For a evade 1, that cost 1 million credits. It is 10 bandwidth.
What's evade 2?
Evade 2 is 2 million credits.
And how much bandwidth?
15.
So that would, we could run that, and then we could run a single gun position, right?
Yes.
What's the bandwidth on your computer?
Can your backup 20. Okay. Can your backup computer run active software, or is it only whenever we switch over?
I'd have to look. I don't know the answer to that.
I think it probably won't.
I don't think so. I think it's truly a backup.
And you can have more. You can have more programs.
Right. It's just
on
active
hand.
Right.
Than your bandwidth. You just can only run what your bandwidth has.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
I'd say evade 2.
Evade 2? Yeah. Evade 2?
Getting minus 2 to hit us.
All the time? As long as it's running?
Yeah.
As long as it's running.
That's awesome. Like, not getting hit is good.
All right, then there's fire control.
Yep.
So, I don't know how this works with virtual gunner. So, fire control allows the computer to fire a number of turrets per round equal to the listed number. Alternately, it can give a position DM... to an attack equal to the listed number or any combination of the two. For example, a ship with fire control 2 could make 2 automated attacks, grant DM plus 2 to a gunner making an attack, or make 1 automated attack at DM plus 1.
How much is it in space compared to automated gunner?
What was the question you asked at the beginning?
Well, I don't know how this works with virtual gunner.
Well, what's the amount of computer space?
So for fire control 1, it is bandwidth 5, 2 million credits.
And what's fire control 2?
That is bandwidth 10, 4 million credits.
So basically you couldn't run evade 2. You'd run evade it. You could run evade down a level at level 1. Once you own evade 2, you can run it at evade 1.
Yeah.
But so we could drop it to 5 bips, and then this could run. What's the cost on this one again?
So fire control is 2 million credits for fire control 1.
So the advantage of fire control or of auto is that you can actually...
It could fire one of the turrets.
It could fire all
per
3.
Per round.
You just won't have any bonuses. This one can give a human being a bonus.
Right. 1, yes.
So it is a little bit of a trade-off.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a trade-off. Fire control 1 can fire one turret, or it can help one gunner.
I'd give one a gunner a plus 1.
Right, yes.
And how much is the memory in the...
As opposed to...
Bandwidth 5,
automated gunner can fire all 3 turrets, but it can't give a bonus to a human, so just a plus 0.
Right. So that's the trade-off there.
What's the cost point on fire control 2?
Fire control 2 is 4 million.
And how many computer bandwidth?
10 bandwidth.
We can run that and evade at the same time.
Yeah. But then you can't run intellect.
You run evade 1 and then the fire control 1, I think.
10.
We won't run intellect in combat then.
Yeah.
What does intellect do?
That allows you to talk to the computer.
Uh-uh.
We want that for the passengers anyway, so they can talk in their staterooms to it. We'll just run that normally in all time. When we get to combat, that just gets shut off.
Yeah, yeah.
I like having evade 2 and fire control 2.
Okay.
Is that cool? What's the cost on those?
Cool with me.
So you are at... 8 million. Let's see. Well, are we going to take off virtual gunner?
Yeah.
Okay. But we're going to keep... You want a virtual crew astrogation?
Yes.
Okay.
I think for emergencies, if I'm injured, you guys need to be able to... Well, the computer can do a jump 3 on its own.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't do a jump 4. So if I'm injured and you need to do a jump 4...
We're at 8 million.
Well, if you're injured with me...
That's fine.
And we have to jump. I think we would take the lower jump. It'd be all right.
Yeah, I still like the idea of at least having it there.
You want these notes so you can add it to the spreadsheet?
Yeah, I'll just add it to the ship and everything. Exactly, the payments.
Let me know if you can read that. Okay, all right. That's
what did that do to the price change?
We went up 8 million, so our net total price now is 176 million, which means our monthly payment is going to be around probably 740, 750. I left money in there knowing that to get the 750, he was going to spend money.
Such a huge monthly payment, Nick.
I know. These are going to be some pretty juicy jobs, or else we're
going to... It's like owning a house in California.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
We're not going under, Jadis.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so we're good with the ship for the moment?
Good with the ship.
So now you wanted to go talk to the commander?
Commander Steiger.
Steiger?
Yep.
Are you going with him to Saan, Jadis?
Jadis was.
I would probably spend the time doing the computer stuff, figuring that out.
Okay, cool. Well, then we'll go there. So,
I'm the chaperone.
You're the chaperone. Yeah. It might get awkward. Just be ready. All right, Admiral Kane.
Cool.
So you go over. She's actually on the naval base.
And she teaches at the Naval Academy.
Okay, the Naval Academy's on the planet.
Okay, perfect.
The Academy's on the planet.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. But she works for Naval Intelligence, but she does classes at the Naval Academy. In fact, she uses my book, and it's on counterintelligence and insurgency. Mm-hmm. And she actually teaches a class on that.
Are you here on... Oh, here we go. I'm just going to do this.
Okay.
Okay, so she's on the station. I rolled a D6, she was on the...
That means in space, right?
Yeah, she's in space. So
okay.
Basically, she teaches classes a couple of days a week, and another couple of days a week, she's up on the station doing naval intelligence. She's kind of back and forth.
Perfect. Can we catch a shuttle up to the station?
Yeah, so you guys are on the station now. You can hop a...
Oh, so we're on the station.
That's where the dry dock was.
Building the ship up there.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't go down to the planet yet.
Okay, perfect. We're going to the planet to visit his family. That's later.
Okay. And she's working for naval intelligence. The Navy is going to, I imagine, have its own separate space station from the civilian space station.
Or at least a complete section off of it.
Right, because, you know, their idea is...
If
we take a military target and attach it to a civilian thing, we're putting civilians at risk.
That makes sense.
But if we have a separate facility and someone comes in shooting for military targets, maybe the civilians are not threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's just a kind of a humanitarian move, like, hey, let's... And it also makes it more secure. So there are some naval offices and stuff, and there's a naval presence on the civilian base, but the core, like HQ of Space Command, is on its own separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Admiral, though, you can get transportation over there pretty easily. Like, they don't prevent people from going over. You just show identification. It's like going onto a military base.
And I retired less than a month ago from this base.
Well, you had a little bit over a month.
Yeah, maybe 2 months or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Even on Earth today, you can go on a military base as a civilian, just check in. So you go, you get checked in, Jadis and Admiral, you're both acknowledged.
Jadis, you just retired too, like less than a month or two ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And you hop on a little shuttle and they take you over to the station. And you've been here before, Admiral Kane, so you know exactly where to go.
Yeah, I'll head to Commander Steiger's office.
So you find her office, door's closed.
And I'll knock on the door.
You give it a knock, and there's like a little button, you know, and she says, enter.
And I step in, Licia, how are you doing?
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she gets up and
gives her a big hug.
Now, I was going to ask you, is your relationship one where you guys hug and that kind of thing? Okay.
We actually, and Jadis is a friend for years. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Because I didn't want to like start saying, she gives you a hug, and you're like, oh, we don't do that.
No. What was her first name again?
Licia.
Licia.
L-E-C-I-A. L-E-C-I-A. Blonde hair, about 5'6", muscular build. She actually was a captain for a period of time.
Okay.
And then now she's actually doing naval training as well as working for the intelligence.
Jadis, you've never met her before?
No.
No, he's known her. I would have
known her.
I've been dating her for 20 years.
I mean, since I have indirectly met her a few times because of Admiral Kane, I would think.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, Licia,
does she know you by first name?
What do you think, Kane?
I would think so.
Okay,
yeah,
it's you up to and you. Ruben both.
So she gives Emma Sorian a hug. She's, oh, good to see you. And hey, Jade, it's been a while.
Oh, it has. Shakes her too hand. Long, too long.
She says, please, gentlemen, have a seat.
Thank you.
I've got really good news.
Oh, I'm all ears.
And I pull out my personal computer and turn it around and I open it up and I say,
you've learned how to use one of these, huh?
Well. I don't know about that.
It's an older model, but
that's a bit of a stretch. But check this out. And I push the button. It's the demo of our ship that we got from the shipyard.
And she
all the specs and everything.
Slides the computer over. She says, wow, this is yours?
Yep, finally.
Wow. So
it's my dream. And Jadis' dream and Ruben's as well.
She's looking at the specs. She says, what do you know? That's not a bad looking ship there. So Ruben's with you still, huh?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you guys are like,
well, he's out of, been out of hair care butter. Product so for about 4 weeks, so he's starting, starting to shed a little bit. Yeah, Jadis is gonna have to room with him.
Yeah, I'm allergic. That's gonna be fun. Anyway.
Where is that old space dog?
Well, he's back. He's working the engines right now. He's back. He's back just tuning up the engines, making sure everything looks good. We got a nice high tech drive. We got a Jump 4.
Oh yeah, did you order it from over there with the Varstein?
We did. We did. You had to make a whole letter to the diplomatic corps to get requisition, but
awesome.
That should be a little bit of a jewel.
It's probably a good move. You should bump you up the list of good people to hire.
Well, that's why I came to talk to you. So I want to let you know that if there's any opportunities for, let's say, military missions that need to be have discretion, obviously Ruben and Mai's experience in the diplomatic corps, Jadis's experience as a combat marine, and his role as a minister of pain. I smile at Jadis.
Yeah, she laughs. Yeah. She's, how you doing with all that, by the way? You finally find that peace you've been looking for?
Well, I'm still looking, I think. Hmm. Some days I find it.
Aren't we all? And
I wish Dasan was there.
And she just happens to also be
Rimward Orthodox?
Which one are you?
I'm Rimward Orthodox, yeah. And then my parents, though, were Coreward Catholic.
So she also happens to be Rimward Orthodox.
Oh, excellent.
She
okay,
has
I
icon
probably
on her wall.
Though. Okay, I probably did a little blessing when I came in there, a little hand signal that's like.
Would she do that back?
Sure, she would.
To you?
No, this is so like a member of the clergy does this little sign of the cross with your fingers. You might not even know what it is if you're not a Rimward Orthodox.
She nods.
But she would nod as like a little blessing that a priest would give.
Gotcha.
So I just want to let you know that I know many times in the last, 10 years since we had to do different missions, there were times that we needed something to happen that maybe wasn't on the books.
Oh, yeah. You know how those belters can be. I mean, you are a belter, but no offense, obviously. But
I understand.
Things have been tense over there. We can always...
Well, I'm glad to go help that situation. I really respect them and could be a good voice of diplomacy with them.
If a mission pops up, sure, I'm going to need a full crew manifest so we could do background checks and check for clearance level. And
actually, that sounds great. I say the three of us basically, and then we have our steward
looking at Tassan.
His name is Buzz.
I have no background.
And Buzz? Then we've also got another gentleman, Tassan. I give her both the names right now, mm-hmm. And I say, let me know what you find out on the checks, and just feel free to email me and Jadis privately.
Okay.
And I'm kind of interested to see how two of them come back. Mm-hmm. But I will say the steward's extremely skilled, and the computer professional is extremely skilled, young, and very much very bright. Great. So I also want to let you know that if you have any contacts with the Baron or the Duke in the sector and they need transport, we're available to discreetly do that. And if any of the nobility that you're talking to on a regular basis, some of their kids that come to the academy, they need to be picked up and dropped off here safely. We can definitely pick people up and drop them off very safely and discreetly.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Barons usually have their own way of getting around fairly safely, but yeah, I'll put you in the list once I run this background check and clear it to...
Perfect.
For any clandestine hush-hush missions, if you will.
Perfect. And, with that, we'd love tomorrow. We're going to have a christening for the ship, and we'd really enjoy it if you wanted to come down. And we'd also like to invite the base commander to come down, as well as some of his senior staff, if they have some time, for the christening of the ship. We'd like to honor them in the christening of the ship.
Oh, well, I'll see if they've got time for it. I mean, I think I can get some time off to swing by and take a look.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
That was our marketing attempt.
I'm making some notes. Nice. He offered to help. You also provided her a crew list.
Ooh, we should perhaps we could have drinks that we hand out at the christening afterwards. A little wine and cheese.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. That's
wine and cheese.
Yep. And then I want to tell her that if she's available tomorrow night, I'd love to take her out to dinner if she's available tomorrow evening.
She says, oh, what do you know? My schedule just cleared up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She gives you a wink.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited.
Father, I hope you're available for confession. And then she gives you a wink.
I just kind of frown. You know?
Well, I'll tell Alicia that we'll look forward to seeing her tomorrow morning for the christening, and we'd love to see her tomorrow evening. So you have a wonderful evening.
Good. So... yeah, I look forward to catching up with you over dinner.
Absolutely.
See how these last few months have been treating you.
Yeah, Got a lot to talk about.
You always do. You always do. And as you guys leave, she gives you a little smack on the bum.
That's fine. I smile.
She does it where I can't see it, I would think.
Well, she's a little bit playful, so she waits until right when you turn.
Okay.
She gives it so you see it in the peripheral. But
yeah.
Just far enough away you can pretend you didn't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know. You know.
I smile back at her and head out.
Oh, no.
Nice. So what's, after this, we got Tassan's thing with dinner.
Yeah, Jace, did you have anything you wanted to do? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. I'm going to head back to the ship, then we'll head back to see Tassan.
Okay, I think... I really want to get your dinner, but we're at an hour and 10-ish minutes.
Perfect. So you want us, we'll start here next time with Chris?
We'll pick up next time with Chris.
All right.
Hopefully he can make it.
Hopefully.
And come on, we Chris. Will, I guess, go to the planet's surface and meet Tassan's family.
This will be good.
At least what's left of Tassan's family. I mean, the two forest strikes.
Those darn lady auxiliary.
We demand equality. Oh, is the lady auxiliary? Oh, no. Okay. All right, cool. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Next
time. Yeah, see you next time.
So this has been a Dice Haven podcast. Learn more at DiceHaven.com and please rate, like, and review us wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Any background music and ambient sounds you hear were provided by TabletopAudio.com, with the exception of our intro music, which is stock media provided by Pond5. Thanks for listening.